From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Egyptian media says, or say, at least 300 people were killed at Northern Sinai Mosque when Islamic militants sprayed them with gunfire. We have more from Edward Uranian in Cairo.
Frightened residents fled the center of the town of Bir al-Abed after Islamic militants fired on people both inside and outside the Rauda Mosque. Scores of bodies were strewn across the mosque's carpeted floor. A man claiming to have been inside the mosque during the attack told Arab media that militants in four-wheel drive vehicles opened fire inside the house of worship following an explosion. Eyewitnesses also say the militants fired on ambulances as emergency personnel tried to evacuate the wounded to hospitals in nearby Arish. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
And here in the U.S., President Trump reacted to the violence, calling it a cowardly terrorist attack on innocent worshippers. President Trump has told Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan the U.S. is no longer supplying weapons to Kurdish YPG fighters in Syria, which is considered a terrorist organization. The U.S. sees the Syrian Kurds as the best fighting force combating the Islamic State. Three flights carrying humanitarian aid and aid workers have arrived in Sana'a, Yemen's capital. The aid is the first allowed to the country in nearly 3 weeks following a blockade imposed by the Saudi-led coalition, which had closed air, land, and sea access to Yemen. This is VOA News.